This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Flash acceleration. What is it? And how can you get the most bang for your buck by implementing flash acceleration software? In the studio with us today is Sushant Rao, Director of Product and Solution Marketing at Pernix Data. Also with me, Storage Switzerland Senior Analyst Colm Keegan. Sushant, as you know, there are many choices for implementing flash storage in the data center today, but one common denominator seems to be the need to accelerate performance for virtualized server environments. From what I understand, your company is focused on developing flash acceleration software that is totally seamless and transparent to the hypervisor. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
When we set out to build Pernix Data FVP, we wanted a solution that was easy. Easy to deploy, easy to configure, easy to manage. So we start off by taking a look at the public APIs that VMware made available for vSphere because we wanted to be in the hypervisor. And so we figure out a way to do that and be deployed in the hypervisor. What it means for companies is that it's simple to deploy. It takes about 10 minutes to deploy. In fact, I've had customers tell me that it takes longer when they put their host in maintenance mode for the VMs to vMotion off than it does to actually deploy our software. What it also means is that there's no changes to the virtual machines, no changes to the storage. So it's really seamless from that perspective. But more importantly, our implementation has been blessed by VMware. We are in the VMware's partner verified and supported program. So it means that we don't violate any VMware support agreements. As our CTO and co-founder says, we're not a college science project, right? We're a true enterprise class solution that works seamlessly with a customer's existing environment and operations.
Colm, with IT budgets remaining flat, how can Pernix Data help organizations to cost-effectively accelerate their applications?
I think one of the major strengths, Charlie, is that it doesn't require you going out and doing an expensive storage upgrade or replacing your existing SAN or NAS. In fact, you know, a lot of companies are able to just repurpose those storage assets. And the reason they're able to do that is that once you start accelerating performance at the server layer, So Pernix Data's FVP product will accelerate all the flash across the server cluster, and that consists of both regular flash devices as well as RAM, and that effectively becomes your performance tier. So now your shared storage platform is completely unburdened from having to do all the heavy lifting from a storage I/O perspective, and now that can act as your capacity tier. So that's basically where you're going to store and protect and manage your data. You know, it's where you do your snapshotting and replication and all that good stuff. And then the other benefit is that because you're clustering all those resources together, you're going to get better utilization out of those assets. So now you're not going to have silos of flash sitting across the data center. You're going to have the ability to share that out universally as you need to.
Sushant, Pernix just recently announced your FVP solution can be used with both flash as well as RAM in the acceleration resources in the server. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and what about data resiliency concerns when using volatile media like RAM?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, to start with, I think it's important to point out that server flash, even though it's non-volatile, is not really well suited for virtualization. One of the advantages of virtualization is VM mobility. VMs can move from host to host as needed, whether it is planned or unplanned downtime, or for resource constraints. But server flash is fundamentally a local resource. So when a VM moves from host A to host B, it loses its ability to see the data on that. So when we built Pernix Data FVP, we built a platform that is clustered. So when a VM moves from host A to host B, it can still access and see the data it had on the server flash on the previous host. In addition, you know, server flash is primarily used for reads because if the local device gets, fails or the host goes down, well, you've lost data because it's not sitting in your primary storage array. So what we did is we built fault tolerant write back, which means that when writes are accelerated and written to the local server flash, we also replicate those writes to one or two additional hosts in that cluster. So this is the platform that we built with our 1.0 product. And what we've done and we just announced is we've now extended that platform to cover RAM as an acceleration resource as well. So what that means is you get the clustering benefits, you also get the fault tolerant benefits that we had in 1.0. So now the customer has a choice. They can use RAM, they can use flash, either SSD or PCIe, or all of the above. The other thing that we added was improved data resiliency because, let's face it, right? You can have a Blade chassis, and if you're using RAM, someone kicks the plug on that chassis, well, guess what? All the hosts in that cluster went down. So what we did is added topology-aware writeback that allows you to actually specify where you want the replicas of your writes to go. And what this does, it allows companies to go across fault domains. So if you're worried about, hey, you know, this cluster can go down because it's a Blade chassis, you can then have one of the replicas go to across a fault domain to another Blade chassis or to another rack or something like that. So you now have more data resiliency. But essentially, we're an acceleration tier that complements primary storage. So that means that the write data is all you have to worry about. And because we built the fault tolerance, you can use flash, you could use RAM, you could use all of the above.
Colm, you're looking at a number of flash technologies out there. What in particular strikes you as unique about what Pernix is doing?
Well, you know, Charlie, Sushant just touched on a few of those things, but, you know, in short, it's really about application performance consistency. So, you know, when users start getting used to the performance of flash, there's not going to be any going back. So it's important for them to have, you know, quality of service, reliable service across the board. Let me just give you a quick analogy. Imagine you host a Super Bowl party and you have 20 of your closest friends over and you're watching the game on your brand new 60-inch plasma TV when all of a sudden the whole TV set just goes kaput. Well, you call your TV repair guy, he comes running over, looks at it and says, well, I can fix it, but it's not going to be until tomorrow. But not to worry, I brought a 27-inch old-fashioned non-high-definition TV, you can watch it on that. Well, what do you think is going to happen? You know, people are basically going to leave, right? They're going to want to go to a sports bar or someone else's house and watch the game on a high-definition television set. Yeah, it's really the same way when you're accelerating applications with flash. If there's some kind of disruption, let's say it's a hardware failure or a flash device goes down, you know, end users aren't going to be very happy. And most of them aren't going to understand anything about why all of a sudden their data needs to be rewarmed into cache. So what I really like about Pernix Data's FTP offering is that it just brings a lot more reliability to the table. Because as Sushant said, they synchronously write data across all the available flash and RAM resources in the server cluster. So if a server goes down or there's a device failure, the data can still be accessed from flash and there's no degradation of performance.
And Sushant, that seamless technology and the ease of use for the end user has to be incredibly important for the IT pro because they know that they don't have to go do a whole lot of training with people. It's easy to get, easy to work with, and the customer is very happy with your product.
Oh, exactly right. I would say one of the key benefits of a decoupled storage architecture, which moves storage performance from the storage tier to the server tier, is how easy it is. You know, we've had people tell us, man, I wish this had existed years ago because how easy it is. And in fact, when I go back to customers and say, oh, how are things going? They said, oh, you know what? I haven't touched this in weeks, if not months. You know, every now and then I'll come in, I'll go look at the performance charts, but really there's nothing I need to do. I set it, I forget it, it just does its job. It's extremely easy to work with and manage. And I think that's one of the key benefits of focusing on easy, right? Not only is it easy to deploy and easy to configure, but it's also easy to manage. You really don't have to do anything.
Colm has an article on Pernix and its new offering into the data center. You can easily find it by going to storageswiss.com and doing a search for Pernix Data. Or if you're listening on storageswiss.com right now, just click on the link below the player. Sushant, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Charlie, and thank you, Colm.
Great talking to you.
For the Storage Podcast, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for listening today.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.